And well, Jeff, this year, obviously there's some changes here at the Misswood Golf Dome. First off, it's now called the Misswood Golf Dome. It's not McHugh's anymore, but they've brought in the Top Tracer technology. They've redone the bar and grill. They've added longtime LPGA veteran Nicole Giray to the staff, which will probably be a wonderful thing, especially for women that want to take lessons or take up the game of golf. Tell us your thoughts about this facility and how much you enjoy coming here and obviously bringing your favorite junior golfer.
Yeah, well, we've been coming here for 4 years, and even before the Dome got the Top Tracer, even before Misswood Dome got Top Tracer, it was always the best dome around. There was no question. We used to see all these other reviews talking about their best dome around. This one I gave reviews years ago. This is clearly the best dome around. What Jim McWethy does with this and the new balls and everything he does in this is first class. So we love practicing here. Now with the Top Tracer, it's exciting because I can't rip her away from this. It's just fun. She loves it. She loves every different aspect of it, playing the courses. We really love the short game. The pins are spot on. The technology is awesome. And she sits here and works on a short game forever, just like she's doing right now. So this couldn't be a better dome.
When the weather warms up and she's out on the golf course, are you seeing the results, the improvement from spending time here in the dome?
Absolutely. We've already we just came back from a tournament in Orlando, Hurricane Tournament Champions, and she was just chipping lights out. She chips over here. We have to know her carry distances. You know, kids grow, and her chipping was lights out. So we'd love it for, especially for short game, and we love it for everything, but I just love the short game aspect of it too.
Mm-hmm. Well, anybody can come into a dome and bang balls off the back wall,
right.
But there's also some surrounding things here. I'm looking at practice putting greens, chipping things that you've just made reference to, but it seems like you can work on your all-around game here at the Misswood Golf Dome.
Absolutely. We play games on everything we do, especially with kids. You keep it fun. When we're over here chipping, sometimes we throw a bucket out there. How many can you get in? And every game we play is a game where Lisa does something first and then tries to beat herself. Yesterday, we took a club to every short pin here, and I said, okay, great. You can do that with the 54. Now here's your gap wedge. Do the same thing, right? Learn to hit different clubs to the same distances.
I'm sure at times before or after golf, you've stopped around here in what's now being called McWethy Sports Bar to maybe watch the golf tournament with her or the Bears game or the Cubs game or something else, and you've enjoyed the food and beverage here because I know they've upgraded the menu a couple times.
Yeah, the menu upgraded, but it's always been good. It's always been good. It's always first class. We love this. My wife, not so much because she wants to eat at home a little bit more, but we love the food, and, you can't beat it. There's clearly other domes have stuff. They have a snack machine or whatever. We have a full service bar and a Blackhawks bar here. And, you can get any game you want on TV there while you're eating the best food around.
And what's your daughter's name?
My daughter's Lisa Copeland. She has, she's 10 years old, and she's been taking lessons from Chris at Misswood since she's 5 years old. And she's one of the top juniors. She's already been to Augusta in the drive, chip, and putt. She already made it to Augusta 2 years ago in the drive, chip, and putt. So she really gets a kick out of it.
Mm-hmm. And some of those skills have been installed through the Misswood people and the Misswood facility here at the Golf Dome, and maybe also over at the golf course too.
Absolutely. We played that before. We're going to play that some more, and test her game there. As she grows and grows, it gets more fun to watch her take on more challenges.
And finally, as a golf consumer, it's got to be great to see the commitment to turning out a first class facility and product and experience that Jim McWethy's done at both Misswood Golf Club and here at the Golf Dome.
We met Jim when Lisa was 7 years old when he was having a meeting one day, and he said he's noticing that nobody was paying attention to him in his meeting. They were watching Lisa hit. So we became friends and he loves Lisa. And what he's done here at the Dome and what he does all the time is not like other courses where people will they'll suck it dry and then they're gone. This is Jim's legacy. He's a wonderful guy. I want him to succeed because of all he does for us and the Dome, and it's just great to see. This is definitely going to be his legacy. It's outstanding. The Misswood Golf Course and the Misswood Dome cannot be beat.